I had a member of staff, a Rwandan, who I learned later had actually lost his entire family in the genocide. And here he was working with me. He was actually my driver in Kigali. And I looked at him and I couldn't trace any sort of bitterness or anger or anything like that. And things looked normal with him. And so one day I sort of plucked up the courage myself to ask him, how do you cope with this, the fact that you've lost your entire family? And his answer was simply this, that, well, I know those people who did it. I know that they are in detention, awaiting trial. If the law is going to take its course, it will not bring back my family, but it gives me satisfaction and peace of mind. And I have no desire for revenge at all. And I thought, well, he was casting a big burden on our shoulders then, as the lawyers, a big responsibility, that people were looking up to the law to find a solution, to find justice, instead of turning to retribution and to revenge.